Thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church, we welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. In this time of social isolation, you can join our online Zoom services every Sunday morning from your computer or your smart device at 10:30 a.m. Find the link to our service at emmanuelevanston.org/events. And now here's this week's sermon from our interim pastor, Kim Beckman.
If parables are spoken miracles of God's love and abundance, then maybe it's also true, as Joseph Sittler suggested, that the miracles we're hearing in these next weeks are more like acted out parables of God's love and abundance. The parable of today's miracle could be, the reign of God is like a lonely hunger, gnawing at the bone, that's transformed into a joyful picnic potluck where everyone shares and everyone has enough. Sherman Alexie, a Native American writer and filmmaker, tells this story about feasting and fry bread miracle from the Native American tradition. He writes, Chess, Checkers, and Thomas sat at a table with Big Mom. They all waited for the feast to officially begin. But the term feast was a holdover from a more prosperous and traditional time before the reservations. There was never a whole lot of food, just a few stringy pieces of deer meat, a huge vat of mashed potatoes, Pepsi, and fry bread. But the fry bread made all the difference. A good piece of fry bread turned any meal into a feast. Everybody sat at the tables and waited for the cooks to come out with the meal, the fry bread. They waited and waited. And finally, when there was no sign of the meal, Big Mom stood and walked into the kitchen. What's taking so long? Big Mom asked the head cook. There's not enough fry bread, said the head cook. You're kidding. How much do we have? Well, we have 100 pieces of bread and 200 Indians out there waiting to eat. Do we have enough venison and potatoes? Big Mom asked. Yeah. How much Pepsi do we have? Big Mom asked. Enough. Well, you take the deer, the potatoes, and Pepsi out there. I'll bring the fry bread. But there's not enough bread, the head cook said. There'll be a fry bread riot. And you remember what happened during the last fry bread riot. Big Mom remembered. Just serve the meal, Big Mom said. The head cook and her helpers served the Pepsi and the rest of the meal, but that only made the Indians more aware of the fry bread deficiency. Fry bread, fry bread, chanted the mob. Chess and Thomas looked at each other. Checkers and Chess looked at each other. They were ready to run. It's going to be a fry bread riot, Thomas whispered. Just as the feast was about to erupt into a full-fledged riot, Mom walked out of the kitchen with a huge bowl of fry bread. And the crowd, faithful and unfaithful alike, cheered wildly. Listen, Big Mom said after the crowd had quieted a little. There's not enough fry bread. Indians angrily rose to their feet. What are you going to do about it? She asked. There's only 100 pieces of fry bread, Big Mom said, and there are 200 of us. Something needs to be done. The crowd milled around, stared each other down, and picked out the opponent that they would fight for their piece of fry bread. But there is a way, Big Mom said, I can feed you all. How? Somebody asked. By ancient Indian secrets, Big Mom said. Yeah, right. Well, watch this, Big Mom said as she grabbed a piece of fry bread and held it above her head. Creator, help me. I have only 100 pieces of fry bread to feed 200 people. Big Mom held that fry bread tightly in her hands and then tore it into halves. There, Big Mom said, that's how I will feed you all. The crowd cheered and surged forth to grab the fry bread, and there was a complete feast after all. Big Mom, Thomas asked later as they were eating, how did you do that? What is your secret? Big Mom smiled deeply. Mathematics, Big Mom said. That's how the story ends. But we know that there's a lot of high-level mathematics going on these COVID days. We're all doing that math. The balance of lives and balance sheets and balanced risks. We check our retirement and juggle our checking accounts. We check the calendar. We turn the page to August as extended unemployment benefits and eviction protections end for millions. We measure square feet and that 6-foot ribbon. We watch the case count and the positivity rate. And Jesus looks out on us today, like those gathered on a grassy hillside who had followed him from town to town, yearning and hopeful for sustaining life and community. And Jesus looks with compassion for the gnawing worries and griefs that are diminishing lives, making them smaller. The loneliness, the loss of human connection, the exhaustion of stresses and strains of burdens that are less shared. And then there's math here too. 5,000. But women and children don't count. The 5 loaves, the 2 fish, their little stash. The disciples just don't see it adding up. They fear the hordes eyeing up even their little meal to stampede them for it. But what Big Mama and Jesus both knew is that the applicable operation here isn't addition. And it's not subtraction. And we all know that the answer surely cannot be arrived at with division. This math, Jesus' math, Big Mom's math, really is actually multiplication. And that church at Tabgha is called the Church of the Multiplication of Loaves and Fishes. This is fertile growth of love to the nth dimension, the exponential play of community building. It didn't happen just once, way back then. Okay, it happened twice in 2 of the Gospels, and that's not an accident. This reminds us that Jesus reaches out to include more and more and to reach more in this love feast, multiplying the kingdom of God and not just loaves and fishes. But I know it keeps happening again and again because I've seen it happening here. I saw it on ABC 7 one night. Sarah Stegner was able, with what lockdown left her of her restaurant, along with staff members like Faith Yarnoff, to parlay love and talent and community sharing to provide community meals for overnight shifters in the medical front lines at Swedish Covenant. And in that act of service, help out area small farmers, care for staff in the future, and involve the whole community who shared what they had to fund this and make it happen in an act of love and thanksgiving for those hospital workers that are healing and protecting us. Like so many of our small business owners in our congregation and in our community facing these challenges in so many cases with ingenuity and care for their clientele and heart and grit, whether they're able to ultimately prevail or not, we see in these stories and in these times the multiplying power of sharing and caring and pivoting in ways that are available to us for human connection. I saw it here just during our offering time just a few Sundays ago when we celebrated something like the five loaves and the two fish gathered up in your shortened indoor farmers market early this winter before COVID. That were multiplied into still $9,500 worth of hunger grants. And as Laura reminded us, Emmanuel multiplies love and care for the community Jesus style through your labor of love, in your time and your engagement, in staffing and maintaining the advocacy table, in welcoming the public, and giving space to these local farmers in a lean time of the year so that they can share their food in a lean time of the year, what they have, with the gathered community there. In turn, they give a donation of their proceeds, which is in turn turned into these hunger grants that we lifted up and blessed and broke so they could be sharing with the community this year. Okay, this is worth repeating. Grants to ELCA World Hunger, working with local communities all over the globe to resolve root causes of hunger and bring about sustainable change. Interfaith Action right here, providing soup kitchens and warming and overnight shelter and hospitality and free fresh produce. The Market Link Program, where Friends of Evanston Farmers matching adds to all the SNAP user purchases. Connections for the Homeless support hot meals and food budgets to those transitioning out of homelessness. Bread for the World changes policies, programs, and conditions that allow hunger and poverty. Hillside Food Pantry, this list is going on. It's rolling out there, serving 1,500 people every time it opens its doors with rescued food. And the Salvation Army Pantry, and Meals for Wheels for seniors, individuals with physical and cognitive disabilities, veterans, and anyone unable to prepare their own food. The YWCA North Shore Women's Shelter, offering culinary training for empowerment and confidence building, people who have to rebuild their lives. And Kurtz Cafe, for hands-on training and coaching to young people who might easily get caught up in the criminal justice system. At Emmanuel, I have seen the miracle on the grassy hillside at Tabga here with my own eyes. This is the multiplication power of love going on still, even while COVID rages, even while lines we know for food pantries get longer and more desperate. You get what Jesus and Big Mom is doing here in the face of scarcity. And advocacy, empowering disciples, community partners, and accountable government leaders collectively in attending to real needs through the multiplying power of love and faith that feeds and exponentially builds human connection. We're both the root of our breakdowns and our unrest, and the flowering of peace and one anothering begins. There are challenges, and there's more juggling ahead for our economy and small business owners, for our nation and its most vulnerable citizens, for our congregation and the ways that you've enjoyed practicing your multiplication in the past. When I hear Jesus say, "You give them something to eat," I think about our cooks and our servers and our community builders at Cafe Emmanuel. And how you surely wish you could give them something to eat. I keep thinking about that grassy strip outside my own house I videoed, the ways COVID has reoriented our hungers for human connection. It's not actually all about the food. On that grassy boulevard and the increased activity on the lawn, there is laughter and community goodwill and kindness and gentleness with one another in this time. And there is juggling, and there is slacklining, and there is Tai Chi and bodily movement, and through a mask, finally getting to know the names of my next door neighbors, the ones who during lockdown had held up their baby to the window to wave and multiplied smiles in the community. There's a renewed sense in these days that we need each other, and simple pleasures are rich and life-giving on our picnics. We've been challenged to pivot and reevaluate, and we have found some new ways to share community. Here, for instance, when the website works and the links get sent out desperately, and a place to invite others into the nourishing connection and the meal we share. Let love find a new way as it must, with your faith still feeding. Jesus takes meager loaves, whatever it is disciples have to share, into his own hands. He looks to heaven, blesses, and gives thanks to the Creator for what they've been given. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hands and you satisfy the desires of every living creature. Jesus breaks the loaves and gives them to the disciples to share. It's Big Mom's math that brings peace. It's Jesus' new math for us in our fear. All eat, and with the simple bread in Jesus' presence, are surprisingly full and satisfied. There's enough and some left for all. We know this is true as we see Jesus' own body broken on the cross in death and risen to life in us, the one given for the love and the life of the whole world. We come to Jesus' altar today for a meal that connects us in our understanding of what really holds our lives together. Everyday miracles that heal our restlessness and our anxiety and take place within the kind of world we actually live in. The kingdom of God is like that. It works with materials we have on hand, ordinary bread and fish and baskets and the legwork of sharing. Taste and see how good and generous God is. Be the body. Be the bread. Be the feast. Together. There's enough. We are enough. It's just multiplication, people. Jesus math. What happens in the human connection of sharing life? Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And again, we welcome you to join our weekly online services each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Go to emmanuelevanston.org/events. And thanks for listening.